Pigeon Detectives, I Found Out. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. Let's bring in Mr. Chris Rock. And here he is. Woo! How are you, man?
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good morning.
You look, if you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Rock, you look a wee bit tired.
You know, drugs.
How are you? Nice to see you.
But you're here, which is good.
Yeah.
Are you a morning person?
Oh, yeah.
You seem it.
The morning after.
Right.
Yes. I endorsed that pill. No.
But you've got to be excited to be here in the UK.
I'm really excited to be here in the UK. Crowds have been great. People are actually coming to the show. Mm-hmm. They seem like they're enjoying themselves. I can't beat that.
It's the hottest ticket in town.
Me and the Spice Girls.
Well, you, then the Spice Girls.
I think the Spice Girls are a little hotter ticket.
Well,
little hotter.
I disagree. They're doing more dates, so you can get easy tickets for them than you.
Yeah, but they're playing like a state. You can put my place inside where they're playing.
There's one of you. There's five of them. So if you break down the talent,
four of them are hot.
That's right. I won't ask which four.
We know. We all know.
So I met you at Live Earth.
Yes,
at Wembley. I'm sure you remember.
Oh, yes.
We got on well. It was like we grew up together.
Yeah, it's like we went to school together or something.
But we didn't.
Did we get high that day?
No. We just stood at the side of the stage, chatted for about 5 minutes, and then went on stage and introduced Red Hot Chili Peppers. But it felt to me like there was a bonding
like
going on.
We connected there.
Yeah, I felt so.
And it was the kind of connection that should lead to a buddy cop movie.
That's why I think so.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's really done the black British thing.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I've wanted to do the black British thing for a while, but I just, there's something holding me back.
Yeah, somebody.
I don't know what it is.
I haven't seen that movie.
Well, let's get working on it.
Yeah.
I'll write it.
Okay.
And then you can just tickle it up.
Yeah.
And make it funny. And then the world is our oyster.
Yes.
So these are, because you've never played the UK before ever, which I was very surprised to hear when we were chatting about this at Live Earth, you remember, right?
Yeah, I was giving it some thought even then.
Well, we talked about, I'm disappointed you don't remember we had a photograph taken. You must remember that.
Yes, I remember.
Said, do you like London? You said, I haven't really been here much. I've never played here. And I said, really? And you said, no. And you said, you and Dave Chappelle were talking about maybe coming and doing some gigs in the UK.
Yes. He chickened out.
Right. The big girl.
Yeah.
So you started in Manchester the other night.
Did two in Manchester. Now I just did two in London.
Okay.
And I think I'm in London tonight. Then I'm in
Birmingham, isn't it?
Birmingham.
Tomorrow, I think.
And then back in London.
Next week.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
But running through next week, I think.
Running through. I'm off for about a week, and then I.
Now, are you touring back in America? You're touring in America. You don't have to go do gigs in America then come back, or do you get
some
proper time?
Well, I'm going to America and just sleep, I guess.
Right, sure.
And visit the sun.
Nice.
I hear it's over there. And then I'll be right back here, so I'll be gone for about 8 days.
Where do you live? Where are you based?
I'm based in New Jersey.
Right, okay.
Near New York.
Right, so the weather, you know, is not that, you know, it's not like you've come from beautiful LA sunshine.
No, New York. But the sun does show up.
Well, yeah, it does here, occasionally.
Occasionally.
Not at the moment.
Just not today, yesterday, or the day before.
Yeah, the sun comes here to pick up laundry, then goes back to on its trip to wherever it's at.
It doesn't make much of an appearance. No. The weather is pretty crappy here at the moment.
Yeah, it's very, very, very grey.
Yeah. Grey, wet,
gray.
Miserable.
Yeah. It's the new Amy Winehouse album, Back to Grey.
Good luck, by the way, when you go to Birmingham, because that's an open-air venue, so... That's not. I'm just joking.
God.
Everybody sitting underneath umbrellas watching the show would be lovely.
Ella.
How was New Year's Eve? Because New Year's Eve, you worked.
I worked New Year's Eve. I played Madison Square Garden in New York, and that went pretty good. That was insanity. People lost it. I had this woman, Jill Scott, open up for me. And at midnight, everybody thought I had a special guest, and, you know, they thought I had Rihanna. We couldn't get Rihanna.
Right.
So we got Biz Markie to sing
Wicked.
Umbrella.
Brilliant. I bet that was melodic.
That worked. It worked. And the balloons came down. People seemed to be happy.
See, that's nice. Now, because I don't know in America, but in the UK, New Year's Eve was always a big disappointment. And I think secretly everybody hates New Year's Eve. Because of the pressure to have a good time. Happy New Year, have a great time. What are you doing tonight? All the bars are full of people who never go to bars. All the clubs are too busy. Everywhere's too busy.
Yeah, it's a little too busy and too much pressure, especially if you're on a date.
They're trying to have the best night of the year, and it inevitably never happens.
It's not going
to
happen.
If you're in an okay relationship, you're like, I should be with somebody I really care about.
That's right. So I think doing a gig on New Year's Eve was a great idea.
You know what I mean? If you're in a new relationship, there's all this sex pressure. It's like, it's got to be good. It's New Year's Eve. I got to really put out.
Have you changed?
Take that extra Viagra pill.
When you come here, have you noticed a change? Because there is a slight change. There's a slight difference in language.
There is a slight difference in, like, I had to get rid of slang. I can't, you don't realize how much slang you speak in. But, you know, just had to hang out for a few days before I got on stage and take in the culture. Like, you guys, you drink a lot more than we do in America.
We like to drink here.
You like to drink. I think the gray contributes to
you
that.
You can see why now, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you better
The weather's a major influence on
what
the
are we
going to
do? Look outside. It's horrible.
Yeah, you got to drink here. But you've drank so much that you believe darts is a sport.
Well, come on.
Way too much time in the bar.
See, this is, but it's a skill.
It's going to be in the Olympics.
I'm sure it is, right next to the nacho dip.
I think you could get into darts.
Yeah.
I think you could bring darts back to America.
I have a dart board in my house.
Right.
You know, I never thought one of my kids could go pro.
Well, how proud would you be?
I guess I would be proud.
I mean, they could be raking in the hundreds. All that money coming in.
And they could do for darts what Tiger Woods has done for golf.
That's right.
Okay. If you put it that way. Mm. Wow.
You know, they have their own entrance music.
Absolutely.
And their own outfit and everything, their own nickname.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. You know, really nice, tasteful, big gold, chunky bracelets.
Their own dart.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just the one.
Well, they throw it once, and then they go back
and get
it.
And they go back and get it.
And they go back and get it, really. Yeah,
and then they have to, that's what, well, because you have three darts.
Right.
You know.
You'd think this huge sport would generate more than three darts.
Well, three darts.
Does everybody have to share their dart?
No, not three darts in the whole world. Just, you have your own.
The pros have their own, and they have their own flights, you know, on the back of the dart, and then they have their own faces and flags and stuff on there.
Okay.
I'm so pleased we got you on the show to talk about darts.
Oh, man.
Next week, we've got a dart player in who's talking about your tour.
Oh, that's good.
Just to kind of even it all out a little bit. Well, look, I've got a lot of questions for you.
Sure.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I love your work.
I'm pleased.
Thanks very much. So let's play a record, and then we're back with Mr. Chris Rock. If you want to ask him anything, we vet them. Text in 81199, and if there's a decent question on the text, then I might just read it out.
Just might.
Yeah. If it's a poor question, then I'd probably got it written down already. So 81199, it's 818, and Mr. Chris Rock is here on Radio 1. After Christina Aguilera, more. Christina Aguilera, Ain't No Other Man. It's 8:21, and there ain't no other man but Mr. Chris Rock, who is here today.
Nice link.
Thanks for
nice
much.
Link.
Thanks. I just made that up. I didn't write it or anything.
You.
It just came.
Just a natural.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm a natural.
Wow.
This stuff just comes to me, and I'm out there.
One of the best.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Out of all the DJs you've heard in the UK.
In the UK this morning.
I've got to be up there, right?
It's you.
Thank you. Thanks very much, you. We have some questions from our audience.
Really?
Is Everybody Hates Chris true to real life and your life growing up, says Adam Edwards?
Some of it is. Maybe the first season and a half is very, very true to my life. But then after a while, we had to just start talking to the other writers and figure out, oh, you got beat up in school too? What happened? Let's use your beat up story. What's your beat up story? You know, so some of it is and some of it isn't.
It's a really good show.
Thank you.
We did the show from New York 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
Just over,
because we're on the... We broadcast in America on the Sirius satellite radio.
Right.
The whole Radio 1, the whole of this radio station has a channel on it. They just pump it out.
The Howard Stern station.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're like Channel 11, he's Channel 100, whatever. So it's all part of the same thing. So we went over there, we did the show from Sirius. We're very excited. We do a show live from New York back to the UK and America, and it's all great. And I arrive in New York, and I walk into Times Square, because the hotel's right next to Times Square. I'm very excited. And the first thing I see, it's a huge billboard in Times Square, which just says, Everybody Hates Chris. And I thought, I've made it.
Welcome to America.
I've made it to New York. They've even put up a big sign for me.
The greeting.
Welcome.
What? They do hate me.
No, I know. I bought a T-shirt and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Went to the store, bought an Everybody Hates Chris T-shirt, because I'm called Chris. I thought it would be funny.
Did you have a good time?
In New York?
Yes.
I had a great time.
All right.
I had to move rooms in the hotel, because the hotel rooms in New York are small.
Yeah. They're pretty small. They're pretty tiny.
It was one of those rooms where you open the door, and if you open the door too hard, there's a chance of pushing the bed out the window, so...
Yeah.
So I couldn't... And a man my size can't be in a small room. I need room to move.
Boy, you must have had to go to Jersey to get a decent room.
I got two rooms. I knocked the wall down. It was fine. It worked out in the end.
Okay.
Here's another question. Do you want a question you may have been asked before, or do you want a question that you've never been asked before?
You're the pro.
All right.
You know the audience much more than me.
What is your favorite film out of the films that you have made, says Lee from Stoke?
My favorite film out of the films I have made, I don't know, New Jack City.
That's a great
one
film.
One seems to hold up.
That's a great film.
Yeah. Classic.
One of your first films?
One of my early ones, yes.
Here's another question. That's a good question. Who would win in a fight, a bear or a crocodile?
Well, where's the fight taking place?
Madison Square Garden.
Okay. New Year's Eve next year. Yeah.
New Year's Eve next year, I'm going to go with the crocodile.
Yeah.
He just seems like he, their center of gravity seems to be kind of good. You know what I mean?
They go for the ankles and then do the death roll.
Yeah.
And they'll be all over.
I mean, the bear looks big, but he's kind of clumsy. I don't know.
Okay, write that down.
I think you're right.
Crocodile.
Crocodile. Defo.
Crocodile.
I'm putting 1,000 on the crocodile. Mm-hmm. There's some money out of this.
Back
fight.
The croc.
Right?
Yeah.
What a night.
Is that... Yeah.
I'd buy tickets.
The bear versus the crocodile.
That's right.
And that really would be the best New Year's Eve ever.
And then you come on and do some stand-up afterwards.
Yeah, right after.
Croc and the Rock.
So we have Rihanna at the start, and then we have the fight, and then we have you, then we have Biz Markie.
Yeah.
And then you all come back on the stage at the end and wave goodnight.
Yeah.
We do We Are the World or something.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Which is a very underrated song. You never hear that. No, why has nobody ever covered it?
No one's ever covered We Are the World. You would think it'd be some new horrible hip-hop version of it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's still time.
I think you should do it.
I think so.
You should cover We Are the World.
We Are the World.
And the shows with it, be a big hit.
Okay.
Big hit around the world. And then every night on tour, you could have a different person from the original lineup.
Kenny Loggins, Willie Nelson, Cyndi Lauper, all with you.
Wow.
It's just a thought.
James Ingram,
the guy from Journey.
You know the lineup to We Are the World way too well, Dave.
That's quite disturbing.
Sorry.
Daryl Hall.
Yeah. John Oates was in there as well.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he was, wasn't
he? Yeah.
He was in there.
It's an all-star group.
See, if they'd have only done that 10 years later, you'd have been on the list.
I might have made the cut.
That could have been you stood next to Bob Dylan.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be a dream come true?
That would have been a dream come true.
All right. Chris Rock is here.
Flavor Flav? No.
No, he's...
He didn't make the cut.
He was on the original photo. He was just to the... There's too many people.
Okay.
He was just to the left. They couldn't get him in. We're going to play a record, then we're going to do some news, and then we're back with Mr. Chris Rock. And if you want to ask him another great question, bearing in mind that he's an authority on bear and crocodile fights,
yeah,
then feel free to text 81199 as the text number for Mr. Chris Rock. Feel free to take your coat off, by the way. Relax. I want you to relax.
Okay. But I got guns and drugs in there.
No, you don't. You don't have guns.
You wouldn't get past clearance security.
I don't believe that you have drugs. Okay, maybe you don't. I played that. Let's play this. It's everybody's favourite nightmare. It's Britney Spears. That's Britney Spears, Piece of Me. Chris Rock has been studying this record for the past 3.5 minutes. And his...
you guys do everything better than the Americans.
Do you think?
You got Amy Winehouse. You know, you got, you know, the drugged out singer. Amy Winehouse does it right. This... I don't know about this one. I don't really want a piece of her.
No. You're all right. You've had your fill.
That was more than a piece.
Seriously, do slightly chubby, bald white women not? They don't. That doesn't do it for you.
I'm a black man who loves chubby white women more than black men.
Right.
Body.
With a shaved head.
With a shaved head.
And a slight psychological problem.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel sorry for
She's
her.
She's not chubby either.
She's not.
Oh no. Oh. She got a way to go before.
She's a little bit chubby.
No.
I bet she could hide cigarettes in the rolls of a fat in her stomach.
Stop it.
I can.
Can you? Have you tried that at home?
I've got a pack of 20.
Have you?
Yeah, stones in here. You can't see it, but
you could hide
cigars here and cigarettes there.
You could hide Cumberland sausages and French sticks in there as well.
And round the back, I've got an Armenian family.
Have you?
Yeah. That I'll be dumping off later.
Oh, well.
You're nice, huh?
Going to school. You're putting them through school. That's what's important.
Rachel feels sorry for Britney. Do you feel sorry for Britney, Chris Rock?
I feel sorry for K-Fed, the husband.
Yeah.
Because the money's going to run out soon.
Yeah.
He's going to get a job.
Oh, my gosh. He really wanted custody? What was I thinking?
He'll then write his book, won't he, then?
But, you know, when he first appeared, everybody thought he was some kind of freeloader and some kind of idiot. And now he's coming out of it like the sensible one. He's the guy that you trust your kids with.
He's a freeloading genius.
Britney's meant to be going out with somebody from Birmingham now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Some paparazzi guy.
Where you are tomorrow.
Well, you date what's around, for the most part.
Why is there a guy from Birmingham?
But if you're spending that much time in hospital, the pickings aren't so good. You know?
She could get a doctor.
Well,
a pharmacist.
Porter.
A porter.
Maybe. Yeah, hospital porter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Ah, poor Brit.
Did you know you feel sorry for her?
Ah, poor kid.
But she's not. Ah. Britney Spears and Piece of Me. It's Chris Rock's record of the week this week.
Piece of crack.
Piece of crack from Britney Spears.
I want a piece of crap.
There's the song.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:33.
Newsbeat. It's now 8:37.
The Chris Moyle Show. We now start at 6:30.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Carrie.
International Radio 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Rock is here.
Thank you.
He's very tired.
Oh, sit down, everyone.
But he's here, and
You playing guitar on this?
No, it's my friend Roger.
Okay,
it's good though, right?
It's good.
We had a jingle specially made with your name.
Really?
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show today with Chris Rock.
That's you.
Sounds like Prince playing.
Check out that production.
Well, it's not. It's a 55-year-old guy called Roger.
What?
Rockin' Roger.
Yeah. And your Prince's middle name is Rogers.
Mm.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
How odd.
Did you see him recently? He played some live stuff. I know he was here. Did you get a chance to see him?
I saw him in the States play a bunch of dates. I never miss him.
He was great. He played here at the big O2 venue and did about 1,000 nights in a row or something. And apparently never did the same set twice.
Really?
I saw him twice, and they were both totally different.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was great. It was really good.
One night he just had a banjo.
Yeah.
Ukulele the next night.
One night he played the spoons.
Wow.
On his knees, like that. I'm going down.
Like but that. He could do that.
Well, he could. They'd have to be very little small spoons because he has tiny knees. You know, his knees are the size of my thumb. That's a fact.
That's the name of his new album, Tiny Knees.
That's right. Which, of course, was a big hit for Elton John.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, so you've done Manchester, you've done London. Are you doing London again tonight?
I'm doing London tonight. Tonight, is it Friday? I'm all...
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it
Friday tonight?
Is it just you, or do you have support?
I have a friend of mine, Mario Joyner, opens up the show.
Right. Yeah.
But no, we don't have, like, you know, Amy Winehouse isn't on the bill or
right,
anything.
No. No Bismarck Key.
No.
Get him over. Fly him over for...
I might fly him over for the next leg.
Fly him over for... Yeah. When you go back, call him and then get him to come back.
I may get him to come back. It's been...
Yeah, dude, because I haven't seen the show yet, so I'll probably see it when you come back.
Okay.
So if you can get him for that night, that'd be great.
Okay.
And
okay.
I can sit and go, you got what I need, which was never a hit here.
Really?
Yeah. It was never a hit. I think
get
it
got... Get out of here!
No, it wasn't a big hit, so a lot of people won't... But they'll be, the people who get it will really get it. And the other people...
Wow!
Yeah.
That is very hard to believe.
Yeah. But I don't know a lot about him. I know he had that, which I bought, which I have on 7-inch vinyl, with a big picture of him on the front like that. But by that, I know very little about the guy.
Okay. Wow.
But funny.
It's hysterical.
Do you know who he is?
I know the record. I'll be honest with you, I know the record and I know the name, but I'm not, you know, completely across his career.
Right.
Bismarck Key.
There you go.
So London tonight.
London tonight.
So you're two nights in Manchester. This is your third night in London tonight.
Yeah.
Birmingham tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then London one more night. That's great booking, by the way. London, 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 Birmingham.
Is Birmingham far?
London, it's about 2,500 miles away. No, it's about an hour.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Fly or bus?
No, just it's easier to get the train or get on the bus.
Yeah, but there's usually engineering works, aren't there, at the weekend?
Rachel, don't give him the engineering timetable.
So I'd drive.
Chris is now going to cancel the Birmingham date because he's heard about this engineering works that problem that you speak of.
You just told him he's got to change in Nuneaton. He's not interested.
No, then get on a bus to Northampton.
It's fine. It's about 90 minutes in a vehicle.
It's a day trip.
Easy.
Keep my London hotel.
2 hours in there. Oh, you can stay in Birmingham. You could go and party with the people of Birmingham.
Okay.
What do you do when you come off stage? Are you going out? Are you having a few drinks?
You know, you got your little meet and greet.
Right.
Say hi to the fans.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some of them a bit weird, or are they all...
Some of them a bit weird.
Okay.
Some are quite cute.
Right.
So, you say hi to the fans, take a few pictures, you know, do that thing, mix it up with the fans.
If you have somebody who's very fat...
Right.
And they're quite sweaty...
Right.
And you shake their... Say, I'm not good with shaking someone's hand if it's clammy.
It's part of the gig.
But then how do you... Because... How do you wipe it without them seeing it being wiped?
You wipe it when you hug them.
Nice.
Always give them a hug afterwards. I like
yeah,
get rid of
shake
them.
Hand. Oh, I really missed you. Wipe, wipe.
Down the back. I like that. I must remember that.
I've been doing this a while.
Yeah, sure. I think you've got the fat hand wipe thing down perfectly.
I got it down.
So... So you do that, you shake hands with the fat people, and then we meet the cute one, and then, what, do you go out, do you drink?
A little bit. I've been out since I've been here.
What do you drink when you go out?
A mojito.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. I know. It's the manly drink.
Wow. That's a sign of a man.
Mm. Yeah.
If you look up man in the dictionary, there is a man with muscles. In very tight shorts.
Yes.
Mojito.
Good luck getting one of them in Birmingham.
You don't drink beer?
I used to. I'd
stop. Okay.
It's a long Amy Winehouse-esque story.
Oh, okay, fine.
How come I never made it over here before?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, and then
Do you go out? Have you been? You've been out. It says in the paper you were out in London the other night at some bar and.
Yeah, I was at some club.
Right.
You know.
Nice.
It was all right.
Okay.
It was okay.
All right. We want to make sure you're having a good time while you're here.
I'm having a great time.
Right. We were going to look after you.
I'm having a ball.
Good.
Yeah.
Bar the weather. Apart from that.
It'd be nice to see the sun.
Right.
Just a little, just a peek.
Okay, I'll work on it.
But having never played in the UK before, so far you've done a handful of dates and you're happy so far with how it's going.
I'm happy so far, but I could still mess this up and, you know, cause an international incident.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you understand the people when you meet them after the show? Have you had any trouble understanding them yet?
No, not really. I mean, you know, you get a couple of Lock, Stock and Smoking Barrel incidents, but... you know, people from the Guy Ritchie movies come up, but...
Well, the nice thing about London is I would imagine it's like kind of going to New York. The majority of people in the crowd tonight won't be from London.
Yeah, it's very...
They live here, but they won't be born here.
Yeah, it's very New York. It's very, very New York.
So you might have Scottish people, and you might have Welsh people.
Irish people.
Irish, English people.
It's gumbo.
It's the full collection.
It's a Benetton ad.
That's what it is. But slightly bigger, clammy hands.
Yeah, not quite as pretty as the Benetton.
Big handprint stain on the back from the wipe and the hug. I'm making notes, though. I've now got the hug thing down. Well, listen, I'm a big fan.
Well, I'm a big fan.
No, yeah, no, you're not. You
yes, I am.
You don't even remember. You don't remember
I
me?
Know.
I'm very disappointed.
Oh, come
I put
on.
It, I even put it in my book.
I listen to this show on my computer sometimes.
I'm serious.
On Sirius, yeah.
That's right. You big liar.
Yeah, I mean, the time zone is, you know, difficult.
Do you know what? I met Chris backstage, and there was 5 minutes before I got to introduce him, so we were kind of chatting. And
we went over what we were going to do.
You don't remember?
I don't.
You don't remember? And Chris
like
said to me...
I'm in Wembley every day.
One of my proud moments... Well, this is why I thought you remember. One of my proud moments in my life, which I don't have many... As a miserable man that I am, I don't have many proud moments. But Chris looked at me, Chris Rock looked at me and goes, "Are you a comedian?" And I went, "No, I'm just a disc jockey." "Oh, but you were funny." And I'm like, "Chris Rock said I was funny. This is great." And he comes in today. He doesn't remember that.
Of course
one.
He remembers.
I remember you were funny. Funny, funnier than some of the comics.
And we chatted about you playing in the UK, and you chatted about the...
I know. And we, you know, your cut is coming.
And after that, nothing. Not a phone call. Nothing. Not an email. You come and play here, which was, by the way, my idea.
Yes.
Nothing. You know, I don't even get invited to the shows.
Any show you want.
And I'm hurt.
Anyone you want.
And I don't want to cause trouble, but Chappelle would have rung me and said...
If he had your number and knew who you were.
Yeah, sure. But I've never met him. But if I had done, he'd have remembered.
He would, yes, and he would have scheduled to come down here and not shown up.
I'd have.
Is that the Chappelle way?
It's got a bit of a rep.
And I got more love from Charlie Murphy. But listen, I'm pleased you're here. I'm pleased that you're doing well. And I also get the impression that you're very pleasantly surprised at the reaction that you're getting from...
Yeah, I can't believe this many people in another country want to see me. It's unbelievable.
You've got a lot of fans.
I see.
There's a lot of love here for you. And I wish you all the best with the...
I think I'm going to move.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why go back?
Because of the weather.
The weather. The weather sucks.
Yeah, but, you know.
We're going to have a good summer this summer.
Looks like you're going to see me.
Well, come back.
Yes.
Come back when you can walk down the street in a t-shirt.
And an umbrella.
Well, yeah. There are periods of time here in London, you won't believe this, there are actual periods of time, I'm talking like several days, when there's no rain.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Those days are in June. Possibly July. That's it. Don't miss the window. It's very small.
It was April last year.
It wasn't last year.
It was April.
We didn't have any summer last year. But have fun in London tonight. Have fun in London, Birmingham, and then back in London.
Yes.
And then you get some time off, and you get to go. Are your family here, or are they back home?
They're back home.
All right. So you get to go back to see the family.
Yeah.
Spend a few days with them, and then just at the point when you need a break,
just when I'm ready to kill them.
That's right. Come back again.
Yeah.
And the rain and the clouds will be waiting for you with open arms.
There you go.
I'm very excited. Listen, before you go, We have a present for you.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know you got your ass out of bed.
You didn't have to.
Well, we did. Well, we didn't.
But, okay.
I've done it, so hopefully you might remember. Rachel, our producer, bakes cakes.
Oh, Rachel. You didn't have to.
Well, because you're Chris Rock, I made you some rock cakes.
Chris Rock
Thank
cakes.
You.
Would you like one?
Yeah, why
You can
not?
Take one. You don't have to eat it. Well, most people don't.
It's that kind of honest showbiz. Oh. Oh, thank you. You can take it. You don't have to eat it. But you
I
can
made
take
them
it.
Last night at home.
You know the rule, as long as once you've gone past our eye line, you can do whatever you want with them. But it's that thing of, as long as it looks like you're leaving with them, she'll be happy.
I call those the Chris Rock cakes.
Well, even if she sees a pile you. Of them outside the door, we'll go, that's a coincidence.
Well, my entourage, I don't feed them at all, so...
Well, they don't look very happy, to be honest, so no. If you give them a rock cake...
They're tired. Look at that dude. Who's the dude sleeping? Who's that?
I think that's Matt. He's, you know, he's actually... He's was shooting stuff for the internet, but...
He's not shooting anything now. The only thing he's shooting is sleep.
Shooting the breeze.
That's right. He's got his little Zeds coming out of his head. Matt... If he's half asleep, we could freak him out.
Aww.
Matt, your shoes are on fire. Film that. He's not filming anything. You better not be paying him.
Hey. Yeah, I guess I'm paying.
They're all riding the Chris Rock gravy train.
Yeah, well, you know. It's broth. It's a broth train.
Is that what it is?
It's not really gravy.
Well, listen, when you come back, if there's any... What you need is a DJ. Well, you don't, but then, you know, just put me on the payroll. I'll turn up to the gigs with a big box of records, not do anything. I'll sit next to him, sleep, and then I'll go home at the end of the night. Come back tomorrow.
Get your check.
Brilliant. $25,000 a year. That's all I want.
Perfect.
Wow. That's only $4.
the dollar to the pound is not very good.
It's not good at all.
See, now, when we go to America, the whole of America is half price. Everything.
It's like a big sale. Whenever we go now, for the last few years, it's brilliant.
Oh, you lucky bastards.
Well, when you come here... Oh, yeah, that's swearing
that.
You.
Oh, that's... Okay,
I apologise. But when you... when it's not good for you coming this way. It's great for us going that way.
Wow. Yeah, right now I have to drive a cab while I'm here.
You've got to make some money.
Pay for my hotel.
Well, you don't need any food today because you've got those.
Wow.
That's right. You can sell those. Make a couple of bucks.
Can't wait.
So I said that. It's American... It's American slang for pound.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not. It's American slang for 50p. Right. I'm going to let you leave because you look like you're dying to eat those cakes. Good luck, and hopefully I'll come and see the show when I've blagged tickets and then for the sold-out tour. And then feel free to come back.
I'll be back.
Anytime. I know it's hard for you and it's early, but once you kind of get used to us, you'll adore it.
I'm feeling it. I'm really liking it.
You'll be lying in bed at home next to your beautiful wife, thinking to yourself.
Or mistress.
Or mistress. Yeah. Or both.
Or both.
You're a successful man.
Yeah. No, for my birthday, you know.
And your missus.
Yeah.
There'll be that moment where you think, as you're lying there with these two beautiful women, I miss that big fat guy from London.
And when you come back again, Rachel might try you with a bit of Viennese whirl. She might bake for you.
Okay.
I haven't mastered those
have
yet.
You're not. You beg at practicing.
I made Adam Sandler a birthday cake.
Yeah.
He left that here too. Yeah.
his security advised him against it.
No.
He didn't even take it to the door.
We didn't let him. That's what it was. Rachel wanted a little bit. He was like, what should I do with this? Oh, I'll have some. So we took the cake.
Adam Sandler came on for the show. He sat in that very chair. I didn't see his eyes once. He wore the biggest shades that were about this big. They covered his entire face.
He looked like Bono in the Fly video.
But he was good. Mind you, he was better than P. Diddy, who fell asleep. Mr. Rock, pleasure. Thank you very much.
I didn't fall asleep.
He didn't
fall
asleep. Well done.
Thank you.
I make £50. And go and get Chris Rock's DVDs and buy his stand-up DVDs. Go and search for his stand-up DVDs. If you've never seen him live, he's great. And buy Everybody Hates Chris on box set and give him your time and he will give you
a hug.
Smile.
To get rid of the sweat.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Rock.
Thank you.
Right, it's 8 minutes to 9.